Blog Talk Radio.
And it's Psychics Gone Wild with Jan, Chris, and Angie. And I'm Intuitive Chris White. And tonight I have Jan Drake Bakke. She's a certified psychic, professional dancer, born into an environment of governmental investigation with the mystical path of extensive experience from the brevity of life and living in the moment to genuine true love and spiritual insight. Ask Jan about her personal totems, being in the zone, and the intuitive abilities of finding missing persons. And I also have with me Angie Mitchell, who is a gifted empath and tarot reader. Her studies into the paranormal began when she was 15 years old, and she has since then learned how to deal with a variety of spirits, both dark and light. Angie is well-versed in house cleaning and is able to pick up on feelings and vibrations from both spirits and people. And I myself am a psychic empath. I work with tarot cards and listen to my guides and angels for clarifications when I read the cards. My journey began actually when I had a company that I had for 30 years working with plants and doing landscaping. And I think working with those plants really heightened my sensitivity to nature and just the unseen world. And sensing, you know, I could walk into a yard and just sense if my plants were happy or not and what they needed. So that's kind of what set me on this path a little bit, or that's what helped me. I've been working with God's light to help them find their way, and the infinite field of possibilities help people find their way. So that's me, and we have a little bit different program tonight. We're going to be going for an hour and a half, number one, and number two, we've got a real interesting topic for me tonight. I actually, in one of the threads on Facebook on Psychics Gone Wild, they were talking about orbs and different color orbs, and so tonight's show is going to be on spiritual entities and how do you know when your angels are around? How do you know whenever you're I'm sorry. Little phone malfunction here. How do you know when your spiritual entities are around? How do you know if they're good or bad? I really don't like those words. I guess I would use the word disruptive or not, benevolent or not. But how do you know when you're in the zone, the spiritual realm? What kind of signs do you see when you that helps guide you on your spiritual path? And I'm going to go ahead and hand it over right now to Jan and let Jan read a poem first. And then I'll let her talk about, with her, what she sees. And if she, I'm, I, the orb thing was real interesting to me. But everyone sees things in different ways, so I'll let Jan go ahead and take it over.
Chris, that was
Sure.
really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love hearing what you had to say there too. But well, I'll just start off with a poem because
Okay.
I have them all in front of me right here, and there's a bunch of them here about psychic stuff and meditation. But I just thought I would start with this one. It's called The Supernatural is the Natural. And it goes, "The supernatural is really the natural. A premonition is really a normal condition. A picture in the mind could be a future you may find. A face that you see is someone you may get in touch with eventually. Those words coming to you in a flow might be some angels that you know. Those synchronicities that arise could be some messages from divine ties. Those colors that float in the air might be projections of your spirit family, so beware. God's world in another dimension is getting a lot of new attention. A precious realm for us to grow with and integrate and realize it's not just a myth. We are physical, spiritual, and energetic beings. It's nothing new. We are just more available to view those shining angel wings." And that's that.
That was, when I talked with Jan earlier and I was talking about what we were going to talk about, she goes, "Oh, I have a poem that would be perfect for that." And Jan, that indeed was a sweet poem, and it fits right in with what we're going to talk about. I appreciate
glad.
That. And, if you want to go ahead and talk about, what you see. I was very curious when we were talking before, and you were explaining the things that you see and how you know about things, how your angels and guides come to you. And so, if you want to be first, you can go, and then I'll go, and then Angie
okay.
can go. Okay.
Awesome. Well, as a kid, I used to see these things in my room. And actually, when you sent me a post about it, and they're called angel lights and orbs, and they described them as kids starting at the age of 3 and 4 starting to see these. I was around 5, 6, 7, 8 years old is when I was seeing them. And it said in this post that it's normally... they usually see them at night, and I was seeing them at night mostly, and in this one main room. It was my bedroom, and but I had changed bedrooms many times in the house because we had different bedrooms. But this was when I was a little tiny girl in this one particular bedroom. And this is the place where I was seeing it. And I just thought it was normal. I thought this is what everybody saw because I saw it all the time at night. And they would be coming through the air in different colors. But I didn't see them as big round balls. I just saw them as like apparitions of color. And I could hear people talking in them too. And if I looked closely, I could see faces. And so, and I wasn't scared at all. They just would come in lots of different colors of them too. And I remember the blues a lot and the purples, and some of them were red too. I didn't talk about this until a few years ago because I just really didn't think it was anything. And then one of the psychics told me, well, you were seeing orbs. Those are what orbs are. And so, you know, and as a little kid, I told my mom about it, and she said, there's no such thing as that. And I just didn't talk to her about it anymore because I kept seeing them. And I just thought it was a regular thing. And then I started to grow out of it as I was in gymnastics. I started in gymnastics at 7, and it just started to fade away as I got older. And I just think that's so interesting because now I look back and I think, wow, I was seeing those things, and it was really there, you know. But nowadays, I've never seen that again. I've never seen anything quite like that again. So I really wonder about it. Now all I see are these little sparkly things, and I looked those up, and they were in that post you sent me. And those are the angel lights. And those are most likely angels or guides, and they come in different colors too. And I see them in blue, turquoise, silver, and white, and they just sparkle. And they're just real fast, and they're real tiny little things. And they happen all through the day, and they're just the neatest thing, you know. So talked about these a lot in different groups, and a lot of people see them and recognize them as being angels or guides. So that's kind of that's a really neat experience if you ever have that. And you can know that you're being visited by angels or guides from the higher dimensions is what I'm assuming. And so anyway, that's part of that. But in general, for me, connecting with spirit and the spiritual realm, what I do is usually prayer and meditation. Those are the two main things that I've been doing these last several years to help raise my vibration. And I used to be a dancer, so I could exercise a lot, and that was a very positive, high vibrational thing to do, and that would raise my vibration too. But I'm not physically able to as much anymore. I can a little bit, but so now I do the prayers and the meditations, and I also sing and I do chants, and that really helps raise the vibration. And what that does, it just kind of relaxes your whole body and mind, and relaxes the whole energetic system of your whole body and everything in it. And it just kind of calms you all down and centers everything and lines everything up. And then you can start communicating or experiencing messages and intuition and seeing pictures and all kinds of stuff that is coming from the higher dimensional realms. And so that's what I call spirit. And also what helps me a great deal, and some people may not do this, but I love doing this. I listen to a lot of different churches online, and I like to listen to the services and the talks. And also I listen to different spiritual teachers. I have classes that I go to and listen to the spiritual talks. And this really, really, really helps me focus to get in tune with my own spirit and with the spiritual realm, because it just takes me right into the heart chakra, right into that area of the heart of feeling gratitude and, you know, feelings of like that, and being humble and just going into the heart chakra, basically, and tuning into that instead of getting whacked out like I do get a lot of times just by being on the computer. I get whacked out, man. It really,
I can say,
yeah, it can just space you out sometimes. And so connecting inside, going inside, helps me so much by doing all these different things. Some people like nature. They go out in nature. That helps me too. I do that more in the summer, and I love to just sit there and look at all the birds and the insects that fly around. And I love looking at trees. Trees to me are just so spiritual. They're just so beautiful, the way they flow and the way they move, and they're still also at the same time. And so for me, there's just a lot. There's a lot of things to do to connect with spirit, and the synchronicities then come. Those things, all those really wonderful synchronicities, really put you in that place too of connecting with spirit, because then you know that things are lining up and things are connecting, and you're being given messages, and that
yes.
is just so. Those are just so amazing. So basically,
well, Jan,
I think that's about all I have to say about that right now.
When I talked to you this afternoon, I told you, and that was a very in-depth and very informative descriptive of what you do, and I really appreciate that. I feel like I need to go back and redo mine or something now.
Oh,
but,
no. Not at all.
But you know what? I had the same experience when I was a child, and I had some experiences where I had some an out of body experience and kind of a near death thing, and I had another experience when I was in. Actually, I'll just go ahead and say this. So I was brought up in a fundamentals Christian family, and you know how you go forward and you're saved, and it's a Baptist church, and I went forward. And it was like, it was like taking some sort of psychedelic drug or something. You know, everything was just so colorful. It was like I had walked into the, you know, winter wonderland or something. And so, you know, and people around me going, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" You know, like there was something wrong with me, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm great." You know, even when I had the out of body experience, like when I came back, they're like, "Are you okay? You okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, I want to go back," you know. And but at any rate, I'll go into my I kind of got on the internet, and I was looking at some things about orbs. And I was really thinking about at first about my orbs. I see silver orbs sometimes in my peripheral vision. They'll flash across in front of me, and I see the white ones. Every once in a while, I see blue orbs. But the interesting thing to me when I started looking at the orbs is the orbs really, a lot of times it depends on where you're at. Like if you're a ghost hunter, an orb and the color of it, and you know, whether it's a bright color or what, you know, if it's a red orb in, if you're a ghost hunter, or a red orb if you're in a, like say that, there's that. And then there's like going to like say a wedding, you know, being around some people where it's real happy, and there's, you know, like you would have like angel orbs. And if you were going ghost hunting, you'd have ghost orbs. And then you also have, if you're just by yourself, sometimes you have like guides and angels come to you, and you have those orbs. And I thought that was real interesting. You know, it made me look at myself and go, okay, there are different, not only are orbs different colors and mean different things, but they mean different things in different categories. And For me, my orbs, when I see them, I feel the presence of angels, you know, are with me and encouraging me, and they might be giving me signs about where to look at my life, about something that's going on. And although at times I will see orbs that have have a darkness to them and a dullness. And usually because I'm an empath, I'll pick up, my stomach will get upset, or I'll pick up an uneasy feeling with them, and I'll go, you know, I'm not sure this is, and see, that's another realm, orbs that could possibly be ETs, you know, coming through. As you know, and as a matter of fact, I talked to one of my friends recently, and he was saying, well, really, orbs are just, they're kind of like containers, spiritual containers, and they're ways for people to come through the veil to this, into this, in here with us and communicate with us. And they, you know, that's like they're, like, I don't want to call it, mm-hmm, kind of like a spaceship, but, you know, it's their way of entering in, and there can be a lot of different orbs, and the colors can mean a lot of different things. So that's what I picked up on, and I, like you, Jan, I saw things when I was young. I saw things when I was in my teens, and some of those things have gone away, but now I see orbs. I hear a lot. I see vision, you know, things will flash into my mind like cards, and when I'm reading and things. And if I touch people, I can feel their energy at times. And when I put it all together, it tells me a story, and then I can, you know, be with the person, and we can talk about the story and what's going on. So. I'll go ahead now and give it to Angie. Yeah. Ready, Angie? Are you here with us?
You can guys still hear me? Yep. Listening to your, gosh, I really prepared tonight. This has this whole big speech, and Jan's all like, oh, you know. I know you guys
know,
are
Jan,
great. I just love you. On the topic of orbs, I do see orbs. Like, sometimes there's like a yellow or a white light. I tend to rely on my feelings a lot, like what I'm feeling inside. Like Chris said, like sometimes you'll get an upset stomach. Sometimes I feel like real warm. Somebody's like giving me a hug, and that's how, you know, I start to catch on that it's something very warm and loving around. Darker entities, I don't want to say good or bad, Chris. we tend to want to label things good or bad. We really do. Those ones, when they come through, I will see the darker shadows, the blacks, the browns. I have, like, actually physically seen a couple, and it really scared me. So I do try to block it out. So I don't actually see them anymore. I think that's just kind of your mind's way of processing what's happening.
Yes.
Did you know what I mean? Have you guys ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Mhm. Yeah.
Good,
but
you
I
know,
do.
A good. Go ahead.
Uh huh.
I was going to say, a good word to use for that is disturbing. That's what I use. It doesn't carry something's disturbing to you. It doesn't carry that negative connotation with it. But go ahead.
Yep, it is true. Sometimes I get like sick to my stomach, Chris, kind of like you do. But if I know that something is a little bit more malicious around me, I tend to get a really cold sensation, like in my right arm. And I think that comes a lot from, you know, being used as a channel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's kind of how I differentiate. I really try to feel it out now instead of, like, try to see them.
Okay. Well, callers, we are going to take some calls tonight. We're 20 minutes in. And I want to apologize for the announcement at the beginning because apparently I have someone, I guess it was me, made a bow fall, and we are only going on for 60 minutes tonight. So I would also like, though, before, I'm not sure how that happened, but we'll fix that next week because we're going to start doing an hour and a half show. Let me go ahead and say, though, that we're giving away three prizes tonight, and I'm gonna give away the first one. Everybody that has a life path number 8 can go to www.psychicsgonewild and put in for a prize, and it's gonna be a Go there and put in for a prize, and it's healing stones, I believe, and we will pick someone from those people to give the prize to, and so let me go ahead and.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll go ahead and take a caller here, and I'll take 501. 501, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Who's this?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Yeah. Can we have your name?
Yes, my name is Linda.
Okay, Linda.
Mhm.
Hi, Linda.
Huh? So, do you see orbs?
No, I don't see orbs. No, I was just wondering if I could ask a question.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was wondering about my finances.
Okay.
And how you see them turning out, you know.
Okay, so let's go back and shift the order here and go back to our normal order. And I'll let Jan go first. And then Angie
okay.
can go, and I will go last. And is that okay with you guys?
Sounds fine to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I see, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I see a cow for you right away. And so let me see what the cow is, message the cow is giving. I'm trying to get different ideas here. This is a very nourishing time for you, so be willing to partake of all that's offered to you. You have nothing to worry about as you're well provided for in spite of any fears or doubts. Now, what were you were asking about, was something about money? Is that what did you ask about?
Well, I was just wondering about, you know, how my, you know, where you see me with my finances, you know.
Oh, okay. So it is a financial thing. Let me just make sure I'm, okay. So I'm looking up for something else too. So anyway, it says you have nothing to worry about. So stand in your truth. Once you've made a decision, and don't let others sway you. What else does it say? Gosh. You are very alert and aware of all that's going on around you. You're very generous, giving of your heart, and you're service-oriented. You put other people's needs first. The advice from the cow is to slow down, feel the ground beneath your feet, smell the grassy fields, settle yourself in shared community. The cow brings calmness and accepts those things that feel alien to our being. So that's kind of neat. And cow with is just full of patience, contentment, and serenity. I don't know. I think the cow is coming in to tell you to just that calm down and just relax a little bit and slow down a little bit and not get too overly worried about it. You know what I mean? And
it says
let it come to you a little bit here. And cow energy is soft, feminine, and the bull is a symbol of the sun and the cow is a symbol of the moon. Together, the bull and the cow symbolize fertility, abundance, and balance. So, I mean, I think you're going to be okay.
Okay. Hey, and, you know, I met this guy, and I'm wondering, is he any good for me, or should I pursue? I really liked him, but I'm not so sure he liked me. I don't know. I just met
Angie,
him.
Angie,
yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah. Angie, why don't you answer that question? We need to kind of move along. We can't spend a lot of time on, because we're doing mini readings, and I apologize.
Okay, sure.
But,
yeah. Sweetie, I think that you've got better fish in the sea than this guy here. Like, okay. We love you to death, but I just think that I don't want to see you waste your time and energy on this.
Okay.
Okay. As far as financially goes, I think that, and I know what it's like to be, like, in financial fear. Try not to dwell on it, because otherwise you'll just make it harder on yourself. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. So just kind of go with the flow, and I know that's hard for us sometimes, but go with the flow,
right.
And I see things getting better for you, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Angie, and I forgot the other girl's name.
Yeah,
Jan. Well, thank you, Steve.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and chime in before you go, too. I pulled the truth card, triumphant success, recognition and reward, and the light card, and the rejoice and celebration. And those are all positive cards. I agree with Angie and Jan that I think that everything is going to be okay. And you are going to have, you know, the financial situation you're in is going to get straightened out. And the light card especially was in the future. When I pull the past, present, future card. So I'm seeing the light for you. That's a real positive card. Has a lot of gold in it. And I think it's coming to you. So, okay.
Well, awesome. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. And everybody have a blessed evening. Thank you.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take another caller. And this is an 813 number. This is somewhere around where we're at, I guess, here in Tampa.
Hi, Chris. This is Kathy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. This is Kathy. Okay.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Jen.
Hey,
how
Kathy.
You doing?
Good.
Hi.
Kathy, how are you?
So-so, hanging in there. Just got some bad news I was kind of hoping you guys could help me with.
Uh-oh.
Mm.
Yeah, my mom has had cancer 4 times, and she's been in remission since 1997, and she just went back to her oncologist, and she's got 2 spots now on her spine. And they're telling her the prognosis is good, but, you know, of course I'm worried because she's my mother and she's 85 years old, and I was just wondering what you guys see, if anything.
I'll go ahead and go. I see the horse running fast, and so it's just like the horse is just boom, going across the world here.
Mm-hmm.
So let me see what that means. Moving fast,
yes.
Here.
She's a really strong person.
Is she?
Yeah, really strong. Wow, because that's how this horse feels. This horse is boom.
I don't know how else to describe it. Gosh, that's it says gallops with the wind. That's what I'm seeing. Totally galloping with the wind here. We are strong and sensitive. This is our expression of personal power, although we feel personal power is inseparable from the power of all. Let's see. We strive to lead with an open heart, to join with humans, to share our wisdom, teaching humanity to have an open heart. Beauty, grace, speed, stamina. Horse awakens the wild spirit within. Companions to the gods, symbol of freedom and power. Horses often possess qualities in myths and legends, et cetera, powerful wings and magic. The horse accelerates intuitive understanding and deepens our spiritual path. Mostly what I'm just seeing here is that the horse is running and galloping very fast through the wind. And it, I feel like she's going to get, did you say the cancer was on her back?
Yeah, it's in two spots on her spine, one on her neck and one on her upper back.
I feel like she's going to ride right through it all. That's what it feels like to me. That's just how I feel. I just feel like she is powerful. The horse is right there with her. They're just going to, boom, ride right through it all. That's how it feels.
That's good news, yeah, because she's made it through four other times. It's just, you know, her age and everything. But,
yeah,
she's a strong lady.
How old did you say she was?
She's 85. She'll be 86
Gosh.
In May.
Wow.
Mm. Okay. You want to go, Angie, or?
Yeah, I was just listening to it. That is 85. That is amazing.
And she looks about 70. She looks fabulous.
I bet.
Wow.
She feels like she's, you know, I agree with Jan. She feels like she's got such a strong presence and energy. I think that she's, you know, like Jan said, going to ride through this.
Mm-hmm.
And that I want you guys to keep faith and know that, you know, everything works the way it's supposed to.
Right. Okay.
Absolutely. Christy, want to add something to that?
Well, I pulled, I'm going to agree with, as usual, we're in sync. I pulled the dominant card on top of the victory and success card. So I think she's, and my guides at Angels are talking to me going, yes, I'm feeling a real strong presence as I'm saying this. I'm getting rushes. So that means I'm getting a hit on that. And the past card, I pulled the solar plexus chakra, which is very creative chakra. And I think that we'll find some creative ways to deal with this situation. And you're in between that and your mom's strength, she's going to move right through it. And the future card, I pulled move it, choices, and decisions. So after she moves through it, then there'll be a new begin. There'll be, you know, there may be some things that happen. You know, I don't know if there'll be changes that happen, but I think I feel there'll be positive ones. And this middle card, I pulled the trapped in fear card, and I think that's probably a little bit about you. You're a little feeling some anxiety about it a little bit, and I'm glad you called tonight, because I'd like to reassure you that my angels and it seems like Angie and Jan, we're all in agreement that your mom's just going to ride right through this. And I just feel this really strong presence about her. And I pulled the intuition card also. And I think my guides were kind of, see, this is the way I read. When I look at things, I hear from my guides, and I feel like my guides are going, Chris, this is telling you, listen to us now. Listen to us for a minute. And my guides are telling me your mom's going to be fine, and she's going to
awesome.
Ride right through.
Awesome.
And so
that's great news. Thank you very much, all of you.
Okay,
great.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Have a
okay.
great day,
Kathy.
You too.
You too.
And, okay. Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and give away a second prize. Well, wait a minute. I got to get somebody online to talk to first. Okay, well, let's take another call, and I'll take 917.
Oh my gosh.
917, are you on there? You there, 917? Okay, 917 has gone to get a sandwich, I guess.
This has happened before when I've been on with Linda. We've had the 917 call in several times, and no one is ever there. And that's my birth date, 917.
Oh, no wonder you were. You, gosh, okay, we have some ghosts calling in tonight. or we have some angels calling in, telling us they're
yeah.
here protecting us and
yep.
and being with us on the show. Okay, then we'll go to 402. 402, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you there?
Thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what, and what's your name?
Sharon.
Jan?
Sharon.
Sharon? Oh, sure. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I just kind of was hoping for a general reading about what's going on, where I'm going.
Okay. Jan, do you have a
sure.
feel for that?
Yeah. It's just materializing right now, and I'm sort of getting this feeling of it's a bird, and I can just it's in the woods. it's not a hummingbird. It's a bird that's just hanging out there in the woods, but it's sort of not supposed to be there. So that's kind of interesting. I don't feel like this particular bird should be in this place. I don't know if that resonates with you at all right now. It looks like a...
is it a falcon?
No, it's not a falcon.
Okay.
It's a... What do you call those darn... you know, it's a... you know, they usually have them in... No, it's a bird that's not... That doesn't hang out in the woods. It's sort of like
oh.
not in its right place. It's not supposed to be there, but it's a one of those lovebirds, you know, that you buy at
right.
the store. What do you call
right.
those? Just a
lovebird.
Yeah, lovebird.
Or a parrot. A parrot.
Or parrot. Yes.
Parakeet.
Parrot. But let me see what the lovebird feels more like it to me. Let's see if we have
the yellow.
Any with... Yes, it's yellow. It's yellow.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing here. And it was in the woods, and I feel like it wasn't, it was kind of like, oops, I'm not, where am I? I'm not really quite supposed to be here. I need to get where I'm supposed to go. Let me see here. Do you have any feeling about that? Just sometimes feeling like maybe.
I had one once, and my cat killed it. Or a rescue cat killed it. Yeah. So that's not good.
Oh, dear. Well,
lovebird.
What color was it, just out of curiosity?
What, honey?
What color was it, just out of curiosity?
It was yellow. It was yellow.
Oh, was it?
Like a Tweety.
Oh, shoot.
It looks like a Tweety bird.
Yeah. Huh, I'm wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's showing up for you right now, and... If that could be your bird, but it's saying be discerning about when to speak and when to stay silent and stay clear of gossip. It would be a good time to study the power and effects of light and color be alert to any new ideas that pop into your head, as these may give you some ideas for new growth or new direction for yourself. And it's time to revisit and renew something you've always dreamed of doing. Now is the perfect time to act on that. And you want to invoke the powers of the sun for any kind of healing type of ceremony. And you have a good temperament and get along with anyone. You're diplomatic and make a good mediator in time of crisis or conflict. You brighten things up when you enter the room, and color and light are a means of healing others. And if you're involved in anything like that, that would be a good thing for you. So the parrot is this parrot, and this could be maybe your parrot. I don't know, but it seems like it might be. But it flew into the woods, and it was dark in there, and it was trying. And I don't think it wants to be there.
It's kind of where I'm at right now.
Oh, really? Maybe that's why it was showing me that, because that's what I was wondering. Does that any of that resonate with you, being in a place where you don't really want to be in exactly?
Yeah,
you sort
I'm
of
just kind of surrounded
yeah.
by a lot of evil and darkness.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it felt like the parrot was sort of caught in this dark forest and wants to get out, and it shouldn't be there. And that's the feel. That's exactly what I saw and sort of feel. And maybe your parrot is trying to let you know that you can find your way out. There is a way out, of course. And the parrot represents color and light. So you might want to start surrounding yourself with things like that as much as you can, and start working with more light and color. You know what I mean? In any way. However that represents to you in any way, color with clothing or just being around more color in general, you know what I mean? And letting the sunlight into your house and opening up the doors and letting the fresh air in and starting simply with that. You know, that's just a small, very small thing to start with. You know, there. Of course, there's things you may need to do, if you're in that kind of a situation. You know, there may be actual other physical things you may need to do.
I've got somebody stalking me.
Okay.
So I was I was kind of hoping maybe somebody'd see somebody coming in to help me.
You want me to take that one?
You should write down that 917 number, because it's them, I'm sure of it. They call in whenever I call in.
Do they?
And the number's right before me. And they never speak. You know, they're hacking
Yeah, they never
me.
Speak.
They're hacking my phone.
The 917 number?
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you can write it down, it might help me find out who's doing it.
Okay. I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
Sharon.
Sharon. Yes. Okay. I wanted to make sure I got your name there with that. Sharon, I pulled the suffering in silence. That describes your story to the T of what you've been saying. Is the dominant card over this. I pulled the sacral chakra in the past, which is it's all about confidence, your courage, your self-esteem, your sexuality. I think there's a lot of aspects of your life that are being negatively hit right now. But the present card, I pulled wisdom, and it has a lot of these last two cards, they fit right in with what Jan said. I pulled the wisdom card, and it's just a lot. It's a very positive card in the major arcana, and my guides are telling me, you know, to lean into your wisdom, and do what Jan said. Get out, get around colors. And the last card was patience and planning. And if you use your wisdom and use your intuition and be patient, and I think I'm my guys are telling me you're a person that can. As a matter of fact, I pulled the rest and rejuvenate card, but it's almost like my guides are telling me that you need to just kind of kick back and create a strategy for what you know, how to deal with this situation. And it's definitely, if you have someone
yep.
stalking you, you need to you know, if you have any friends or anyone you could talk to anyway, I feel like there's this creative side to you that can dig through that and find that. And
I tried. It's been going on a couple of years.
Oh, gosh.
And that other card you pulled, the sequel, I had cancer.
Okay. So. Yes. Okay. Well, I rest and rejuvenate, you know, and use your wisdom with the patience and the planning, and I think you can.
I've been praying for that.
Yeah.
I've been praying for wisdom, you know, on top of the discernment, because I got discernment before and I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what I was asking for, and scared the hell out of me. So I kind of pulled away from praying. And, you know, now I'm asking for it again because I need it for protection. But I'm asking for wisdom along with it. Otherwise, encourage. Because without
Angie,
wisdom.
Did you want to chime in, Angie? We got just a few minutes left in the program.
Yeah,
just
a few quick things here. I know, sweetie, it's, you know, it's just listening to your story, it completely coincides with what I'm seeing here with my cards. But you're not really stuck. Do you know what I mean? It feels like we're stuck. It feels like we're stuck when we have a lot of things going on and it's overwhelming and we're just like, oh my God, we cannot do this, and we feel like somebody has shoved us in a box and we are never going to get out. But you're not really stuck. You have the strength to overcome this. Like, it's almost like you're getting distracted from doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Yes.
I should be with my mother. My mother's in the hospital, and this is keeping me from there.
Okay. So you really need to, you know, I want you to pray, but not only for strength, but I want you to give thanks for what you have.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. You know, and just keep your faith and keep, I mean, I really think that somebody's going to step in and help you with this.
I hope so.
I do. And you know what? It all starts with how we're thinking. And you just have to remember that you're not really stuck.
Okay, Sharon. You know, Sharon, I'm just going to go ahead and put you in the. And if you will go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, put your name in there. We will get a healing necklace out to you. And we'll do that for you.
Okay.
Go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and put in for a prize. And and I've got your number here. It's a 302 number, isn't
good.
It? Yeah.
It's 402.
Okay. Oh, it's 402. Okay. What am I doing?
402-306.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Sharon, just one more thing. I just want to let you know that at one point in my life, I was being stalked at a job, though. Mm-hmm. I was at a job, and I had to go to a counselor to figure it out. And she told me that I needed to actually leave the premise. I had to leave the job for 3 years. I had to leave the job. But, and so, you know, just it, may not mean you have to leave where you are, but those are possibilities. But I agree with what Angie was saying and Chris was saying too, that you can overcome it. You'll overcome it. But if it comes to that, if it's a very, you know, what if the situation is very dire, sometimes we do have to actually leave the physical place. You know what I mean?
Well, that's their point. They want me to leave, but I have nowhere to go, and that's not an option.
Right,
so.
And they shouldn't have to force you out, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair. But
Right.
But anyway,
no, they need to be stopped. If they can do this to me and then my elderly mother, you know, God help them. I don't think I'm dealing with normal people here.
Yeah. Right. Oh.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. We're going to get you that healing and protection necklace out to you, and it will help. And we probably need to go ahead and move on.
Okay.
And
thank you.
And Sharon, it's enjoyed talking to you. And
take care, Sharon.
Okay. Yeah, take care. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. And everybody go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and put in for prizes. This month, actually, I believe they're playing, they're going to be pulling names out of pulling names and just giving away prizes this month to people. And I don't know, Jan, is that Psychic Jeopardy? I'm losing the names of all the games that we're doing.
Yeah,
okay, that's
Psychic Jeopardy,
I think that's what we're doing this month in Psychic Jeopardy. And
Psychic Jeopardy.
So if you just go ahead and go there and put in that and check out Jethro's site, www.jethrosmith.night. That's where Blue Moon Treasures is at. And come to our Facebook site. We have a Facebook site. It's the Real Psychics Gone Wild Room. And just come in there and talk to us. We also have, if you would like a mini reading, we have a psychic chat room in there. And if you go into that psychic chat room and ask to get put in, we can put you in and give many readings in there. And also, doing a little advertising there. And I'm trying to watch the time tonight. I'm going to take one more caller, Jan. And
okay.
I think I'm going to let... And I'm going to let you, do you feel like just reading her? And because we only got 2 minutes left. Well, we got.
Well, if Angie wants to, or me, we could both read her in a couple. And I'll just tell her an animal and then Angie could go. So does that feel right, Angie?
Okay.
Can you go for it? We're running down on time.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have like two minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 573 here.
Okay.
573,
you
there?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
What's your name?
You got a quick question. We got about 60 seconds.
Pretty quick. I'm a widow, and there's this new guy that's been talking to me, and I was just wondering if his intentions are good or not.
If he's someone to get involved with?
Yes.
Oh. Gosh. I think that I am seeing a... it's a bird with a tutu on, it looks like. it's a swan. but it looks like a tutu. Ooh. I think that might be a good idea in general.
Okay.
Always take it slow.
Always.
I mean, seriously, don't even make it just
go to a lunch date, you know, first in the daytime. You know what I mean? That's,
yeah.
I can't even say that enough. When I talk to people, stuff, you know, it's just, you want to take care of yourself. But just for a second, no matter what is happening in your life right now, the swan says, do whatever it takes to keep your faith strong. It's important to accept your life. And here we go. So anyway,
have fun on that
date.
Have fun on that date.
Yes. Okay, yeah, it's going into the recording thing, and it's going to kick us here in just a second. That's why
Was that okay?
Yeah, you did fine.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah,
okay,
enjoy your
thank
date.
You. Yeah, enjoy, enjoy.
That was so fun. Yeah.
Yeah, hang on a second. Let me get the, okay.
Okay.